About a year ago, I started hearing a lot about this movie that had just come out from friends, reading reviews, and this movie was Spider-Man Into the Spideyverse. The rave reviews weren't about action sequences or about special effects. I mean, it was a cartoon, so the whole thing was special effects. But no, what people enjoyed about the movie was the way it depicted the loving relationship of the family of the main character, and specifically the relationship between the main character and his father. And the reason why it resonated so much with everyone who saw it is because it's sadly something that is missing in our day. Family life is being assaulted, and there are very few instances where it's upheld and it's celebrated, which is why everyone is so refreshed and overjoyed to see it celebrated. Whether or not our entertainment culture changes, who knows? But it's fine if Hollywood doesn't give us the models that we would like. It'd be great if they did, but it's fine if they don't, because we already have the true model that we look to. We have our role models for what it is to live together under a roof. We have the Holy Family. We have their prayers, which are obviously most powerful. And we have their example. Some people might think that the Holy Family is completely unrelatable. They're too perfect. And yes, Mary was preserved from the stain of all sin. The church fathers held that Joseph, like John the Baptist, was sanctified in the womb, and Jesus is the only human to be God. But they're still human. They're still human. And we're all human. And so we look to them for inspiration, and we look to them for help. As our opening prayer today said, may we imitate them in practicing the virtues of family life and in the bonds of charity. The first thing that the Holy Family shows us is that holiness is lived out in the everyday, in the mundane. We don't know much about Jesus' early life. All that the scriptures tell us is about his birth, the presentation in the temple, the flight to Egypt and the return to Nazareth, and the finding of the Christ child in the temple. That's all that it gives us, the scriptures. But the silence of those many other years, of those 30 other years, 33 or so, it speaks volumes. Because what it tells us is that they just did what they did. Joseph was making things. Mary was keeping the home. Jesus was learning from the both of them. That's where real life is. It's in these moments, these everyday moments done with great love, that we become saints. It's not in the grand gestures, but just in the day-to-day, everyday living. The other main thing that we can learn from the Holy Family is to see the family as a school of discipleship, where we learn to follow God. Mary gave her great fiat. Behold, I'm the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word. And later on, when someone praised her physical motherhood, Jesus said, blessed, rather, is the one who hears the word of God and acts upon it. Mary is blessed because she was attuned to God, and she did his will perfectly. Joseph is interesting because he never says anything. So we do know that he's a man of prayer. We know that especially from our gospel tonight, where he was concerned about taking his family back to Judea. And so he related that to God, and God responded in a dream. So we know that Joseph is a man of prayer. But really, the only thing that we really know, based on the scriptures about Joseph, is that once God made his will known through the various dreams, Joseph acted on it. And then there's our Lord. Jesus always did the will of the Heavenly Father. But it was in the home that he grew in wisdom and grace, being obedient to Mary and Joseph in all things, the scripture tells us. So the few things that we know about their family life, about their home life, all point to the fact that they were all obedient to God the Father. And that's what we can learn from them. And this helps us to understand our passage from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians today. Our modern ears don't like to hear what St. Paul has to say when he says, "Wives, be subordinate to your husbands." But Paul goes into more depth in the corresponding passage from his letter to the Ephesians. It's almost exactly the same, but Ephesians, he spells it out a bit more. And there, he says that husbands and wives should be subordinate to each other out of reverence for Christ. The wife should be subordinate to the husband, but the husband must lay down his life as Christ loved the church, which he did on the cross. That is what it means to be a husband. This mutual submission that Paul talks about, it's revolutionary. At the time, it would have been unthinkable for husbands to be subordinate to their wives in any way. But Paul says that they must be subordinate to each other. He continues on to say, "Children, obey your parents, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may have a long life on earth." We heard about this more in our reading from Sirach. Honoring our parents atones for sins. Honoring our parents ensures that our prayers are heard. And honoring our parents brings about harmony. Submission literally means under the mission of. What's the mission of the family? What is the mission of the family? It's to help each other get to heaven. If we're not trying to become saints, then what are we doing? The family is where we help each other become saints and get to heaven. And this is why the example of the Holy Family is so important. They were all obedient to God, and they reverenced each other in love. So we learn from their humility. The most difficult thing for all of us to conquer is our own will, my own will. It's because pride is the first sin, the sin of the angels. Right? And this mutual submission of each member of the family to each other, out of love, is how we grow in humility, how we counteract that pride, how we grow in humility, and how we become saints. If our God humbled himself to take on our flesh, as we celebrated just a few days ago, and if he humbles himself even more to become our very food, which we'll celebrate in a few moments, he does so to show us the way back to the Father. The path of humility reverses the deadly detour of pride. Yes, it helps to establish peace in our homes. But even more importantly, it guides us back to our eternal home. In saying this, I know full well family life is not easy. And the Holy Family may seem distant because of that. Our lives are messy. We're fallen, we're humans. But we know with God's grace that we don't have to stay there. We know with God's grace we can achieve great things and we can become saints. And in the Holy Family, we have a clear model to show us the way. And we have powerful intercessors to give us the strength to walk in it. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph bless you and guide you all. Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever.